This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's the best of the best facing off. Can valedictorians beat Raven?
All this week, it's high school valedictorians going head-to-head against Raven in high school trivia to see if they could take him down.
Yeah, it's been really, really tight competition. Not really.
No, the valedictorian has won every single day, Raven. Max, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations on being valedictorian.
Thank you.
What school do you go to?
I go to Oceanside High School.
Did you guys have your graduation yet?
No, not yet.
So big day is coming up here. What are you going to be doing with your life, Max? What's coming next? Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Harvard University.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All right.
Do you have to give a speech?
Yeah, I do. I haven't written it yet, though.
What are you waiting for? I feel like as valedictorian, you don't seem like a procrastinator to me, especially if you're going to Harvard.
Maybe it's really
easy. I don't know. It's the end of senior year.
Yeah, it's true. Senioritis. I get that. I understand. You worked hard enough. Just don't check GPT at whatever you do.
Yeah, I thought not to.
All right. What do you want to study? What do you want to do?
I'm studying math, and I'm joining the Air Force through ROTC.
Fantastic. Wow. Congratulations.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
We need more kids like you.
All right, Max. Well, no matter what, you're going to win this Amazon gift card so you can buy something, whatever you want, books or whatever makes you happy.
Jet.
Yeah, a jet. I think it's like
wow,
$50. It's not going to get you very far. But in the meantime, let's play. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Yeah, you got it, man. Good luck.
All right, here we go, Max. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Max, I'm going to ask you these five questions that, according to the internet, every high school valedictorian should know. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
I would like you to know it doesn't matter how many you get right, because I would not know a single one of these, okay?
Okay.
Number one, what is the name of the Shakespeare play that contains the line, to be or not to be?
It's Hamlet.
Number two, what particle has a positive charge and is found in the nucleus of an atom?
Proton.
Number three, which branch of government interprets laws?
Interprets laws is the judicial branch.
Number four, what is the scientific name for the study of earthquakes?
Seismology.
And number five, what is the capital of Australia?
Capital of Australia? I think it's Sydney.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. You did pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Four out of five for Max.
Yeah, he seems pretty smart.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go.
And he did it really fast. He did like 13 seconds.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's possible.
Great.
All right, number one, what is the name of the Shakespeare play that contains the line, to be or not to be?
Now I'm all spun out just from you telling me his results. Isn't that one, that's Macbeth?
No.
No, it's Hamlet.
Too late.
Oh, come on, too late.
I just said no.
It's Hamlet.
It is Hamlet. All right, number two, what particle has a positive charge and is found in the nucleus of an atom?
An electron.
A proton.
Oh, gosh.
Number three, branch of government interprets laws? Max feels so bad for you.
the judicial.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
I mean,
if I had
just slowed down. All right. I'd be in this fight.
He was already done by now.
Shush.
Number four, what is the scientific name for the study of earthquakes?
The what?
The study of earthquakes. What's it called?
I don't know. Seismic activity? I don't know.
Seismology.
Seismology.
Right.
Yes. You got me all worked up over here.
I don't know why.
I could have been in these.
Relax.
Keep going.
Okay. What's the capital of Australia?
Brisbane?
No.
Sydney?
No.
Melbourne?
No.
Gosh, what is it?
Canberra.
I was definitely not going to guess that. All right, you won it, Max.
Max, 4-1 today. Congratulations. Enjoy this gift card, and good luck in the future.
Thank
We're
you.
So proud of you.
And I feel like a dope.
Thank you very much.